Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called, Is getting divorced an easy decision? People get divorced because they're bored, and it's an easy decision to make, she said. I was at my sister's birthday party and happened to sit near one of her old school friends, one I hadn't seen for a decade. During the course of the normal formalities, I asked her what she was up to, and she said she was a family lawyer. Having graduated from Cambridge University, I assume she's a pretty good lawyer too. So I asked her the question, why do people get divorced? After explaining various circumstances and appearing quite unopinionated as to whether people generally made a good choice when they decided to get divorced, she summed up with well, people normally get divorced because they get bored and it's an easy decision to make. She wasn't saying that it's the only reason, but in her opinion, quite regularly, people often get divorced because they're bored. But I think the most interesting comment was that that's an easy decision, because this type of decision, decisions about relationships, money, career changes, etc., are usually referred to by people as difficult decisions. Her comments were that even though this decision may have a huge number of painful consequences, the decision itself was an easy and simple, in fact probably the easiest and simplest way to resolve the issue, if you accept the consequences. Her comment also reminded me of the Acres and Diamonds story, where an old African farmer left his farm looking for diamonds when there were literally acres of diamonds on the farm he'd left. The issue was that he didn't know what a raw diamond looked like, and in the end he threw himself into the ocean, a broken man. In this story, his decision to go to look for diamonds was a simple and easy decision in his quest for wealth. So on reflection I wondered, what would have happened if the farmer had gone and spent time learning how to find and spot diamonds? What other decisions, if you're bored with your relationship other than divorce, do you have? And how often do I take the difficult but easy decision when maybe there is a braver, more complex and rewarding alternative strategy? So till next week, make good decisions. David Gardner.